Hello and welcome to Nonprofit Spotlight. I'm Stephanie Ings, the Director of Education and Community Engagement, and today I'm here with Becca Felk, Outreach Director from Read Between the Bars. Thank you so much for being here today, Becca.
Thank you so much for having me.
What is your organization's mission and vision?
Read Between the Bars focuses on sending books free of charge to people in Arizona's state and federal prisons to promote healing, provide education opportunities, and maintain community connection. Our vision is that all people in Arizona, including those who are incarcerated, have access to literature that supports and heals them to create a more connected and safer community for everyone.
How does your organization work toward that mission?
Read Between the Bars is entirely volunteer run. We are a community effort that focuses on using our resources to provide books for people in prison. So we do that by collecting donated used books that can include paperbacks, educational materials, and just different things like art books that people are interested in. We have a drop box at the U of A Poetry Center that collects that for us so that people can make donations of their gently used books.
Is there a place that people can go to see what books that you would like to receive as an organization?
On our website, readbetweenthebars.com. You can also find us on Facebook at Read Between the Bars or Instagram at Read Between Bars. We try to keep an updated list of what are some of the most requested books. Consistently over the years, we know that dictionaries are one of our most popular books, as well as art and drawing books. Art and drawing books have to be free of any nudity or explicit content for us to be able to send them into the prisons. And then things just like horror genre, sci-fi, fantasy, those are really popular books to provide kind of epics and interesting stories for people to read while they're inside.
Can you please share a highlight of one of your programs that help you execute your mission?
Yeah, I think one of the highlights that we have is that we have been running for over almost 20 years now, since 2007, and that we have never had any paid staff. This is entirely a community effort to connect with our loved ones, our neighbors, and people we know who are incarcerated in the state of Arizona. What that means, though, too, is that we work on a very small budget, and we hope that our resources can be used in different ways. So we have done bag drives for paper brown bags that we use to package the books. We have had organizations gather those for us. We have people donate funds to help with postage. That's our biggest cost, is trying to ensure that we have the money to send the books in and out. And then we have people who have done book drives for us to help really embellish our library and make sure that it's full of different resources for what people need. The Department of Corrections actually changed some of their internal policies, and that resulted in Read Between the Bars and any literacy program that would send free books to people in prison to be banned from doing that work. We were obviously very upset about that and tried to communicate with the department to figure out how could we shift our work so that we could continue doing it. And unfortunately, that was something that the previous leadership was not interested in. We were very excited when Governor Hobbs put a new Department of Corrections director in place when she went into office. And when we reached out to him about reinstating us to be able to send books inside, he was immediately amicable about doing that. We were able to restart our program with the state prisons, and we have sent over 800 books. When Read Between the Bars was banned by the Department of Corrections in 2017, this was unfortunately a pattern we saw throughout the country of many states doing this with books to people in prison programs. And it's even more upsetting because, you know, we hear a lot about books being banned for children. We hear about libraries having restricted books that they can have now, but we don't necessarily think about it for people who are incarcerated. And removing the right to literacy and educational materials is huge if we want to promote healing and create a safer community for all of us. People in prisons are our neighbors, they are our loved ones, they are our friends, and we should be sure that we can give them some of those same resources and opportunities. So we're very excited that we're back in business and would love for people to join us if they're interested.
Do you have any events coming up?
Read Between the Bars hosts twice a month packing parties that anyone is welcome to come to. They happen on the second Wednesday evenings of each month and the fourth Sunday in the afternoon of each month. And what that would involve is you coming, giving a little bit of your time. You go through letters that we receive from people who are incarcerated. They'll list titles or genres or topics that they're interested in. And you go through our library and pick up to 3 books that you can send them. And then you just help by filling out an invoice, sending more information to them, wrapping it up, addressing it, and repeat. It's a really fun way to have a direct impact for someone. And it's really easy. You go to our website, our Instagram page, or our Facebook to find out more information about how to sign up for those.
How can people find out more about Read Between the Bars?
You can go to our website, which is readbetweenthebars.com. You can also find us on Facebook at Read Between the Bars or Instagram at Read Between Bars.
Great. Well, thank you so much for being here today, Becca, and sharing about Read Between the Bars.
Thank you so much for having me.
Support for Nonprofit Spotlight is provided by the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona, dedicated to creating an equitable and vibrant community for all Southern Arizonans by connecting donors to the causes they care about. Since 1980, the foundation has awarded over $215 million in grants and scholarships to the community. Learn more at cfsaz.org.